The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time for an update from Gunsyn. The company's been working away in Canada at the Barb Gold Project. Hamish Harris is an executive director there, and he joins us now. Hello, Hamish.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, very well. So you've been working away on the Barb Gold Project. Tell us about Barb. Where is it and why does it matter?
Well, the Barb is a gold project in Manitoba in Canada. It's a key investment for Gunsyn. We've been recently doing some assay results, which were just released, which are pretty spectacular.
So you've recently added three new claims to the project. Why is that significant?
Well, those three claims actually were held by a chap who held them for a long time. They're enveloped by the rest of the Barb and English claims. We perceive them to be the key to the project. One of them was Lotus was a past producer. The other two had higher grade assays. And the key to unlocking value, we believe, was to getting those three small holdings, which we now have.
So you mentioned Lotus there. What's the story with Lotus?
Well, Lotus, as I said, has been a past producer under Esso in the 1980s. It's traditionally had some very high grade gold assays at surface. So it sits right on a shear zone. So our structural model for is basically that shear zone, which is associated with, is correlated highly with the gold, and we've seen that both from the rock chip samples and from the past production numbers from Esso.
So you mentioned Esso there, drilling Lotus in the early 80s. They moved on though, so doesn't that history count against Lotus?
Well, not really. I mean, the world was a very different place back then. The nearby mill, True North, had burned down, so that was an option to toll it to them, so they would have to build their own mill. And, in the 1980s, we're looking at gold going into a multi-decade bear market. So they had a lack of infrastructure and, faced with a declining gold price. So the economics just weren't there for them. But that situation is totally different today. Obviously, the gold price is close to $4,000. And the True North mine is basically back in operation, very close to it.
Right. So some investors were discouraged by the second round of rock chip sampling results earlier this year, Hamish. How do you respond to that discouragement?
Well, that was simply a fact of the samples were taken further and further away from the shear zone. And that's what we've always thought, that the gold was associated with the shear zone. So the further away you get from the shear zone, you expect the samples to go down. I mean, that's just us building a geological model, basically. So you have to extend that, the mapping as far as you can go, we're still getting higher grades. And so that tells us, by the time you get low grades, that's not where you want to be. So that's information for us for our model. So it's nothing, we don't expect the grades are always going to drop at some stage. And I think those grades have been dramatically, overshadowed now by what we've done recently at Lotus and Betty. I mean, people were getting excited about 13 grams a ton, December last year. Well, we've just had numerous grades over 10 grams a ton, I think 10 or 11, with a top of 489 grams a ton. So you can see there's some very, very high grade assays come back from Lotus and Betty, which proves there's very high grade, it's a very highly mineralized system there.
So your share price has been a bit unpredictable, Hamish. The results that you put out recently didn't perhaps get as much of a reaction as might have been expected. Why do you think the market hasn't reacted to them as much as it might have done?
Yeah, I think just one of it's a lack of liquidity in the market. The gold price is obviously off. Sometimes these things take a while to get going. I mean, it's not that long ago that 1911 gold was 6 cents, got to $1.40, but still 60. So, I think that over time, people recognise the value. I mean, these are very high-grade rock chip tankers, as I said, and they're consistent. It's not one. There's multiple of them, and it's across two locations. It's not just Lotus, it's Betty as well. So I think over time, and particularly as we get closer to drilling, I think what people will recognise is real value in this part of investment.
So finally, Hamish, let's sum it up. Why should investors be excited about the Barb project?
Well, I think for a very few very simple reasons. I mean, you've got 489 grams a tonne rock chip samples and numerous over 10 grams a tonne. It's at two locations, not just one. It's a tier one project, very close to infrastructure. There's no helicopters. You can get from Winnipeg, I think a couple of hours by road, so it's low cost for Canada. And not only that, it's close to a mill, so a lot of infrastructure concerns have been gone. It's a past producer, so you know gold there. It's not a question of is there gold, it's just a question of how much gold is there. And all this for a market cap under 2 million quid.
So lots to be excited about then. Hamish Harris, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks very much. Good to be here.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.